Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Makis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Hoye Shnayim Royen Oisei Mechaloinze. Two people looking out a window, and they see someone being Mechal Shabbos, or someone killing somebody. So two witnesses were watching him from one window. Ushnayim Royen Oisei Mechaloinze. Another two witnesses were watching him from another window. And the two groups of Edom couldn't see each other. The echad masra by the emtza. One other person was standing in the middle, between the windows, and warned this person not to be over the aveda. Bisman shemiktsas and royin elu aselu. If some of these people saw each other, especially if the person who made the hasra, the one who gave the warning, saw the edom in the windows and they saw him, hari elu edus echas. And they're all considered one single set of Edus. Although they couldn't all see each other, but they saw the person in the middle, and the person in the middle saw them. And he was the one that gave the Asra, the one in the middle. So therefore, it all becomes one Edus. Now, the Ran and the Ramban explain, we're talking about Edim who intended to say Edus. The Im lav, but if not, if the person giving the Hasra did not see the Edim by the windows, and they did not see him, and they are considered two separate sets of Edus. L'may nafka, mean if they are one set of Edus or two sets of Edus. Zok the Mishnah v'ayta, lefikach therefore. Im nimtzas achas mehen zei memes. Let's say both sets of witnesses come to Bezin to say Edus. And one set is found to be Zoymimim. Suddenly Edom, not Edom that saw anything, showed up and said, you claim you were by the window and you saw this. Hey, this, you were with us in a different town, different place, that time. So, who vehein neharagin? We have an interesting situation here where the person who committed the aveda and the zaymim are killed. The edim zaymimim are chayiv misa because they tried to have this person who did the aveda executed even though they didn't see it. The reason the person that committed the aveda is still chayiv misa is because we have the other set of Edos that Taka saw them. Vashniya Petura, the second set of witnesses, the set that was not found to be Zaymimim, they're potter from any punishment over here. The two sets are not connected. That's why one set is not affected at all by the fact that the first set is found to be Edom Zaymimim. Now what about in the first case of the Mishnah, where the two groups in the window saw, and they were also seen by the person in the middle who gave the Hasra? So here, if one of the groups is found to be Zaymimim, who gets killed? And the answer is nobody. If they're all part of one set, and some of them become Zaymimim, so the whole set becomes puzzle. So the defendant, the one who supposedly did the Aveira, he's not put to death. We don't have a good Eidos against him. And the two witnesses that were found to be Zaymimim are not punished, because unless you can punish the whole set, like we learned beforehand, we don't give a punishment to parts of the set, to individuals in the Edus. And if it's all one Edus, there are only individuals in the Edus. This is the Shita of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi says, the Olam ein neharagin. No one gets Misa. Achu pi shnei Edov masrin bai. Unless the two Edim who said Edus against the person whom they claim did the Aveira gave him the Hasra, gave him the warning. Now, in this case, it's someone else that gave him the Hasra, the man in the middle. And therefore, the Hasra is not a good Hasra, and the person does not get Misa. How does the B.I.C. know this? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Al pi shnayim edim. By the word of the two edim, of the two witnesses. And the Pasuk goes on to say, by the word of the two witnesses. Here, let's quote the complete Pasuk. It's in Pashas Shoftim, Kapitel Yod Zayin. Pasuk Vav, Al pi Shnayim Edim, Oishloisha Edim, Yumas Hameis, Lo Yumas Lapi Eid Echad. So by the word of two witnesses, Yumas Hameis. That means, says Rabbi Yossi, whatever it takes to sentence a person to Misa, including the Hasra, including the warning, has to be done by the same two Edim. Dabarach another pshat, Api Shnayim Edim. By the word of the two Edim, this teaches us that the judges of the Sanhedrin doesn't have to be the Sanhedrin Agadol. It can be the Bezin of Chav Gimel. They're also called Sanhedrin. They're now going to listen to Eidus through an interpreter. Let's say the Eidim only speak Portuguese. Okay, we have someone who speaks very good Portuguese. He is going to translate to Lashon Kodesh. Let's say the Eidim only speak English and the Bezin doesn't speak English. You have a very good translator. It doesn't help. The Sanhedrin has to hear the Eidus directly from the Eidim. They have to understand what the Eidim are saying. That's why the members of the Sanhedrin have to know all 70 languages. And that's the reason that you and I are still here. Can you explain what I possibly mean? Who overheard Bixam Viseresh talking and therefore saved Achashverosh's life? And as a result, the king rewarded Mordechai, and Haman was killed. Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin. Bixam Viseresh were talking Tarshish. They didn't think that Mordechai understood them. But because Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin, he had to know all the languages. Okay, so quickly chazring over, Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes. If two Eidim see from one window, another two from a different window, one person in the middle gives the Asra, if they see each other, meaning, if some of these people saw each other, especially if the person giving the Hasidah in the middle saw the Eidim in the windows, and they saw him. It's all one Eidus, even though they didn't all necessarily see each other. If not, it's two separate Eidus. L'may nafkamin, if it's one Eidus or two separate Eidus. Well, if it's two separate Eidus, and let's say two of the witnesses that were by one window become Eidim Zaymim, they get Misa, because they tried to kill someone claiming an Eidus that they never saw. The defendant, the one who did the Aveda, gets Misa, because we still have two Kashra Eidus. If it's not one Eidus, being Mazim one group doesn't affect the other group. If they are one group, then no one's going to get Misa, even if you're only Mazim two of them, because the whole group falls apart. Rabbi Yossi says, even in the case where only two of the four become Eidim Zaymim, no one is going to get Misa anyway, because you have to have the Eidim themselves doing the Hasra. You're telling me the case over here was that the person in the middle gave the Hasra. Rabbi Yossi dashes that from the pasuk al pishnayim Eidim Yumas Hameis. Anything that leads up to the Misa has to happen through the Eidim themselves. Now the Mishnah told us another drasha from that pasuk, al pishnayim Eidim. It has to come straight from the Eidim. The Sanhedrin has to be able to understand the Eidim. They have to understand the language that they're speaking. Eidus cannot be accepted through an interpreter.